For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, it's game three of the Stanley Cup Finals. You haven't been to Stanley Cup Finals in 27 years, and you're going there to see fluoride.
I mean, you're also paying $500 a ticket, so you probably want to catch the whole game.
I guess.
That would be my point.
Crowd was on their feet. It was electric. The white towels were being waved.
Did you feel as though we were getting beat most of the game, though?
No, because we started off. We scored the first goal. It was like, all right, boom. Yeah, we did. It was 1-0. It was 1-0.
Oh, yeah, it was 1-0. Yes. That's right.
We scored. And it was like, all right, cool.
And it was 1-1.
And then they scored on power plays, and it was like, oh. And then they scored. They tied the game, and then they took the lead. And it was obviously the former Panther has been busting their ass throughout the first three
games
of the series.
That was a bad trade, by the way. That was a really bad trade. Oh, it wasn't even a trade. In the expansion draft, we made him available. Morsault
has been busting our ass.
Wow. But we really shouldn't have made him available, by the way. Really shouldn't.
Whatever, man. Stop.
Bill Zito, thank God we have you now. He would have never made that mistake. Go ahead.
So it's 2-1, and you kind of started sensing. Like, you kind of started sensing, oh, no.
Started drinking that beer.
They're about to lose. It's 3-0. And then we started seeing the Vegas media started going downstairs.
Start flexing.
They started going downstairs early. Mm-mm. I was like, ooh.
Don't do that.
And then the TV, our local TV people were going downstairs early. But they had to. They had to do the local hit. It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 2.5, started putting pressure. Then Bob left, and they added an extra player. And when Tkachuk scored that goal, I mean, it was like, oh, yes, we did the Tiger Woods pump upstairs. We were happy. We were like, all right, we're going to overtime. Let's see how long this is going to last. Like, that was literally the question. It was like, let's see how long this is going to last, because both teams can score. But if you're a Panther fan, and we've seen Panthers in throughout this postseason, especially with overtime, it can go for a minute. But then when they called the penalty, it was like, oh, damn. Like, that would have been, like, damn. Can you imagine they score to tie the game and then a penalty and then they lose early in overtime?
Not going to happen. That's not what the Panthers do.
Panthers didn't do it. Panthers didn't allow it to happen. And then when they scored, it was a relief. Everybody's excited. And this is what my theory and everything. This is, if you have a team that you love and they're in a championship and they might be down or they're the underdogs, my theory is this. Make sure there's a lot of if necessary games. You know what I mean? Make sure there's an if necessary. You don't want to get swept. You don't want to be gentleman sweep. So right now, the worst that can happen to the Panthers, they get gentleman swept. But at least you know there's a game 5.
But you got your win. You also got that win under your belt.
Right. You win tonight, you know, two game. Now you have two game if necessaries. And there's a game back in Sunrise. So you got all the three games max that you can play in a series. That's my thinking right now. You went tonight 2-2. It's a best 2 out of 3 series, and you've got the momentum.
I will say the good thing about hockey is, unless you're up by 2, 3, 4 goals with a minute left, the lead's not safe. If you're up by 1, you're staying for the whole game because you don't know what's going to happen. If you're even up by 2 with like 2 minutes left, still, there's a chance. It's not like some sports like basketball. You get down by 10 with a minute left, you ain't coming back usually. In football, you're up by 10 with, 2 minutes left, you're probably not coming back. But hockey, you never know. So you really do have to watch the whole entire thing, because if I would have just given up on the Panthers with, 3, 4 minutes left in the game the other night, I would have missed out on what was miraculous. Matthew Tkachuk being as clutch as anything with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left. And then Carter Verhaeghe in overtime making that big shot. It's one of those things. Hockey, you really do have to watch every single second. You cannot take your eyes off the game or else you might miss something really crazy and cool. Also saw Radko Gudas get lit up again.
Our boy Tkachuk got lit up, and a lot of people thought he wasn't coming back, and he might be out for the series. And then when he did come back, you know, it was like, wow, because he got hit, tried to get up, and he stumbled. And it was like a lot of people thought maybe a little
I am all
concussed.
Oh, well, I am all for that. And I know.
What, you're all for what?
Tkachuk was on the wrong side of it, but he got Eichel legally.
Oh, he got hit legally.
But they were gunning for him. And you know what?
He deserved it, though.
I got no problem. You get our guy. We get you.
I get it. And it was clean. As long as it's always clean.
I don't mind that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I don't mind an eye for an eye in sports. You know, like, you hit a home run, you flip your bat, you show up the pitcher. Next time you see the guy, boom. Okay. Hey, you know what? Tip your hat. It's done. It's over with. It's good. Tkachuk lit up Eichel legally. They came back next game and said, you go before the game and say, watch your back. Watch your six. Because you know it's coming. You don't even have to say it, but, you know, let them know. And that's fine. Now it's over. It's done. No more.
And then you get your revenge by scoring the game winner.
Yeah.
The game tire, and then you win in overtime. And he was a factor in that shot that Carter scored to win.
How does he stay so cool is my question.
Tkachuk?
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, when everybody else is freaking out and going
when you're an irritant, you don't get irritated.
But he doesn't speed up. He's just so cool in front of the net. When everything could go wrong, or, you know, you try to make something happen, no, he just kind of just puts it in. He hit it so crisp and so clean. It hit the camera in the back of the net.
It came out.
I was like, did I go in? And then I was like, they're going to try to call this back.
No, it wasn't in the net long enough. The minute he hit it, the lamp lit, and it was like, oh, he did score. But nobody knew, because everybody kept on. I was like,
my initial thought was they were going to call it back because it wasn't in the net long enough. I was like, is there a rule that if it's only in the net for half a second, it doesn't count? It's got to count, right?
I've seen pucks go right through the net.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. No.
Man, what a trade, by the way. Give Bill Zito his flowers. They get Matthew Tkachuk. I was even kind of critical at first. I was like, this guy's coming here to retire. He's just getting paid.
He's only 25.
He's all like, I can wear flip-flops every day. I love being in the warm weather. But, I was like, shut your ass up and play hockey.
If you're 25, you're from St. Louis, you're going to be wearing flip-flops. You're living in South Florida.
No. I'm saying he shut my ass up, and he has played hockey. So it's been a great trade. It's been good. Mackenzie Weegar, we don't miss you. Sorry. Enjoyed life in Calgary. Matthew Tkachuk, great. Team's been good. Tonight's their night. This is your chance to even up the series. And after all we've been through, you're exactly where you probably should be. They got two on their ice. You get two on your ice. Now let's let the chips fall where they may. Bobrovsky looks like, I'll be honest, he had a little rust coming out of those 10 days off. But now he looks like he's right back where he needs to be.
I think he played bad in game one, except for that third period when they just, you know, they let these guys up. Game two, it was tough. Game two was like, okay.
Well, sometimes you just start going downhill and there's no stopping.
Game three, he was playing out of his mind. Like,
he was great.
He was Bob again. And then day one, we got a great game tonight. South Florida's got to bring it, man. You have to bring it.
I have every reason to believe it's going to be a tough game, but also a good game for the Panthers. I feel that. I feel as though they got some momentum. They're feeling good about themselves. They've kind of gotten that monkey off their back. They've gotten a win in the series. It's time to play. The series is on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.